bound for South Australia, 11th to the 17th of September, 1836. In South Australia, the new arrivals were learning more about the Aboriginal people. William Pullen described a corroboree he saw. "You ladies could see a corroboree, you'd blush. It commences with a low, monotonous chant, beating the sticks, the dancers at the same time moving in a slow and keeping very regular time. At last it becomes loud and furious, but with every regularity maintained. The contortions of the body are numerous, and all being in nature's only dress, with the dull blaze emitted from the few embers, the noise to a newcomer excites almost a degree of terror." Dr. Woodford, too, was observing the Aboriginal people. He noted that, "It appears that the smallpox commits great ravages against them." The buffalo crossed the equator, but rather than the usual entertainment, passengers were mourning the loss of a young sailor. George Stevenson's diary recorded that, "One of the sailors, a young man named Story, fell overboard last night. He was missed in a few minutes after the accident had taken place, and a boat was lowered, but he was lost. To add to the misery of his fate, the poor fellow was an excellent swimmer, and most probably suffered a horrible and lingering death." The Africaine had been at sea for 10 weeks, and Robert Goodger decided to record his impressions of his cabin, clearly far more comfortable than the quarters of most of the others on board. "Beside the two stern windows, there is a ventilator on the deck. Thus I have a sufficiency of light and air for all purposes. To be alone is the greatest luxury which we enjoy on board. In the list of cabin comforts, a filter stands preeminent. I have 2 cabin lamps and 1 candlestick.